Rex Nelson. People travel to Arkansas to experience its natural beauty. We even market ourselves as the natural state. Our landscapes not only make this state exciting to visit, but a wonderful place to live. Not to mention the positive impact tourism has on our economy. It's our responsibility to keep our environment litter-free. Let's do our part to keep it beautiful. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to get involved.
This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home, the voice of Bomber football, is Classic Hits 101.7.
And we're back here in Central Arkansas, just about 15 miles north of Conway at Greenbrier Panther Stadium here. Man, pretty cool event. They turned the lights off. They got a huge scoreboard. They were hyped. They're ready. It's senior night for Greenbrier. They know what this game means. Hey, we're about to have the opening kickoff in this game between Mountain Home and Greenbrier. Tonight's opening kickoff is brought to you by United Country Realty. Serving the Ozarks, our team includes agents located all across Arkansas and Missouri. Give United Country Realty a call today. Hey, game atmosphere here at Greenbrier Stadium is pretty awesome, right, Tobias?
Absolutely, and the home and Bomber fans traveled well. I couldn't tell there at first if they were doing that for hype or if they didn't pay the light bill.
I know, the lights went out. Man, they got a huge scoreboard to our left here. Greenbrier, they're going to be in their blue pants and black uniforms with blue numerals outlined in white. Mountain Home's going to be in their all whites with their patented Bomber helmets with the fighter pilot on the side, ready to go. Greenbrier set off to kick at the 40-yard line. They will be going right to left on the radio tonight as Mountain Home will be going left to right. Hey, this game is underway as Greenbrier kicks the ball deep. It is going to be fielded by Miller at the 10-yard line. He's going to come up the middle. He's going to make a man miss. He's going to drive in, keep his feet pounding. He's going to be pushed. He's going to be stood up about the 30-yard line. That's where the Bombers will start their first possession of this huge 6A West game.
And all eyes on this field tonight, like we were talking about in pregame, major playoff implications. And we want to see how hard this offense comes out and starts and how quick they get things going tonight.
Mountain Home going to start off first and 10 at the 28-yard line of Greenbrier. Gray, this is a great stadium. If you're watching on Bomber Sports Network, got a great press box across from us. They're doing it right here in Greenbrier. Cade's going to start with trips to his right and a single receiver to his left. He's going to send Carter in motion. Carter's going to cross across the formation. Cade's going to take the snap. He's looking to his left. It's going to be a quick pass out to Carter. He's going to catch the ball out to about the 35-yard line where he's going to be wrestled right at the inbounds line. He's going to stay inbound. It's going to be a gain of 6. Going to bring up second down and 4 for the Bombers at the 34.
A little quick strike right there off the bat.
Mountain Home going to go quick. Got trips to the right again. Single receiver to his left. Hubbard's going to take the ball from the – he's going to stay patient. He's going to go up the middle. He's going to shuffle his feet. He's going to get out across the 40-yard line to the 41-yard line. Going to be a first down for Mountain Home.
Great job there by the offensive line. The entire line just as a wad, moving that entire defensive line of Greenbrier.
Yates staying in the same formation. Trips to his right. Hubbard's going to be to his right. Jet's going to be out solo to the left. Kay's going to take a snap. Looks like an option play. He's going to keep it around the right side. He's going to meet a defender, but it's not going to be to the linebackers until he gets 8 yards, they're going to say, out to the 48-yard line. 48-yard line of Mountain Home. Going to bring up second down in, let's say, 7. Second down and 3, Mountain Home.
Brad, that might have been the fastest I've ever seen Cade hit the line of scrimmage.
Little option play, and he kept it.
Oh, man. He came out like he shot out of a cannon.
Same formation trips. This time he's going to send Corwin in motion. He's going to come behind the right tackle. Cade's going to take the snap, hand off to Hubbard. Hubbard's going to stay patient. He's going to get wrestled down in the middle, but not before he gets about 4 yards. Going to be another first down territory as Hubbard brings it across the 50 into Greenbrier territory on this opening drive.
We talked about how early Hubbard's performance was going to contribute tonight, and right there, man, they're moving the ball. He's finding holes, and like you said, being patient.
First down and 10 at the 47-yard line of Greenbrier in this Mountain Home first possession. We're going to see twins to the right, twins to the left. Cade's going to take the snap. He's dropping back to pass. He's looking across the middle. He's got all kinds of time. He's throwing the ball deep. He's throwing it up, but it is right to Greenbrier. Cade comes up and throws the ball deep. He was looking for Anthony Milburn. He didn't see the defensive back there, and he threw it straight to the Greenbrier defensive back.
He did. He was just trying to, I think, force it there a little bit, trying to make something out of nothing, and just overthrew his receiver, and fortunate Greenbrier grabs.
Unforced turnover there by the Bombers. Not something you need. We were moving the ball well. But Greenbrier is going to take over possession at the 15-yard line.
Looks like that was number 15, Garrett James, on the pick.
Greenbrier going to come up first and 10. We're going to see this time we're going to see Cade Richardson, number three. The quarterback they've seen, Cade Richardson, that they've seen the last few weeks. Cade's going to be in the shotgun. He's going to take the snap. He's going to hand the ball off to the running back. Running back's going to come around their outside. Dover's going to wrestle him down. He's going to grab him from behind for a one-yard loss. They're going to say he got forward progress back to the original line of scrimmage. Going to bring up second down and 10. Great job there by Dover.
Dover comes off that right-hand side of the line and just one hand brings that guy down. He's just so much strength there up front.
Mountain Home defense going to have to step up after the early turnover by Mountain Home. Mountain Home's going to be in a 3-4, it looks like. We got three down linemen. Richardson's going to take the snap. He's going to hand it off inside, and Mountain Home is right there. Caden Del Soto on the tackle. Ty Hannaford on the tackle. They're going to give him, looks like, 3 yards. Going to bring up third down and 7. Huge third down for your Bomber defense to try to get off the field right here.
DeSoto laying the pop there. I mean, you could see the ball carrier's head pop back there. He's bringing thunder.
Going to bring up third down, and they're going to say 6 on the board. Looks more like 7 here if you look at us, but third down and 6, we'll call it, since that's what the board's saying. Richardson going to take the snap. He's going to stick in the ball of his running back again. His running back finds a hole up the middle. This is something Coach Airy was worried about. Greenbrier was going to try to run the ball right up the middle on us, and so far they've done it. He was able to get out across the 30-yard line to the 36. First down, Greenbrier.
Enoch there from Greenbrier just makes one of the nastiest cuts I think I've ever seen. That guy changes direction quickly.
That's Enoch Asan, their running back, number 8. He's going to – looks like he's still going to stay in the game back there at running back. Richardson's looking to the sideline. That's going to be first down at the 36-yard line. Richardson's still trying to get his signs. There's 15 seconds left here on the play clock. Richardson's going to send a man in motion. Send another man in motion. He's going to take the snap. It's going to be a little reverse jet sweep out to the outside. Mountain Home does a good job stringing it out. He's going to round the corner around the right side, get out to the 40, 39-yard line, they're going to say. Going to be a gain of 3. Going to bring up second down and 7.
Good job there just stringing him out. Ran out of room over there. Good job by the defense. I mean, this is a defense, Brad, this year that's just been extremely physical.
They've been quick. They're able to – they're pretty fast and physical. The last few games have been the most physical team. Second down and 7 at the 39-yard line. Richardson going to take a snap. He's going to roll out. The lefty's looking down the field. He's throwing the ball deep. He's going deep. It's going to be one-on-one coverage, and they are going to connect over the top of Jacob Chenoweth. That is number 7, Wilson Morgeson. That's what we've seen Greenbrier do. Buy time and throw the ball deep. They are going to get the ball down into Mountain Home territory inside the 10 to the 5-yard line. First and goal, Greenbrier.
He just stood back there and let it rip.
That'd be a huge, almost 60-yard pass play, 55-yard pass play there by Greenbrier. Richardson going to have Asan to his right. He's going to take the snap. He's going to put it in the belly of Asan. Asan's going to come right up the middle, untouched in, touchdown Greenbrier. 5-yard run by Enoch Asan. Greenbrier takes the early lead here after Mountain Home's first possession was in a turnover. Greenbrier comes down as fireworks are going off. 6-0 lead with 7:46 left here in this first quarter.
They just baited us there with that run, and, you know, we got comfortable, and they just went right over the top of us.
Greenbrier setting up for the extra point here to make this a 7-0 game. Snap is back. The hold is down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. Greenbrier leads 7-0 in this pivotal game. 7:46 left in the first quarter. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Another way to learn more about the Arkansas Delta Byways is to visit one of the Arkansas Welcome Centers in the Delta region, with locations in Blytheville, Corning, Helena, West Helena, Lake Village, and West Memphis. You can stop by and have one of the knowledgeable travel consultants help you with a customized tour of the Arkansas Delta Byways region. Check out the special Arkansas Delta exhibits at each of the locations. Visit deltabyways.com for more great ideas.
This ad paid with state and regional funds.
And we're back here in Greenbrier as they take an early 7-0 lead as they approach the ball to kick it off. the time the ball is going to bound over Barrett Miller's head into the end zone, where it's going to bring up a touchback. Mountain Home's going to start their second possession, first down and 10 at the 20-yard line.
Tonight's game brought to you by the North Arkansas Dental Group, your family-friendly dental center. Visit us at one of our new location, 2338 Highway 62 West in Mountain Home.
That last scoring drive was six plays, 85 yards by Greenbrier, capped off by that one big 50-yard pass play. Mountain Home needs to answer right here. Cade's going to be in shotgun with Hubbard to his left. He's going to take the snap. They're going to hand it off to Hubbard. He's going to go around the right side. He's going to be patient. He's going to make another man miss. He's going to stay on his feet. He's going to make a tackler. He's going to drag a tackler out for 12-yard gain on first down. He did such a great job coming around that right side, staying behind his blockers, and then dragging that defender out for more yardage.
We need to go give Corbin Morris a hug, man. Corbin did a great job just blocking me on the line of scrimmage there.
Mountain Home going quick. Trips to the left. He's going to fake. He's going to hand off to Hubbard. Hubbard is going to get brought down, and it is going to be a horse collar tackle by Greenbrier. Hubbard was about to get around the left side out there. They reached up, and the horse collar grabbed him on the back of the pads and drug him down. They do that to prevent injury. This is a pretty easy call. Two flags out there. Going to be a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah, you definitely can't do that. Tonight's game brought to you by Knox Orthopedics. Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin. Sports injury? They can fix that. Knox Orthopedics gets you back in the game as fast as possible.
You got the officials concurring here, and let's see what they have to say. Indeed is the call. Horse collar tackle. 15-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. That's going to march the ball up to the 47-yard line, approaching midfield. This is where Mountain Home ran into trouble last time with that long pass play.
Great field position here, though.
Yep. Mountain Home looking to the sideline, trying to answer this call of a touchdown from Greenbrier. 7-0, early Greenbrier lead with 7:24 left on the clock in the first quarter. Okay, he's going to be in shotgun. He's going to take the snap. He's rolling to his right. It's going to be a quick pass out. Carter's going to catch it, but he's going to get hit right as he catches it, but not before he's able to gain. Looks like 2 yards. They're going to give him 2 yards out to the 49. Going to bring up second down and 8.
Great concentration there by Carter to be able to make the catch there.
Mountain Home on the ball quick, trying to catch Greenbrier in a substitution. They hand the ball off. Hubbard gets behind that offensive line, stays patient, keeps his feet going, going to push the pile forward for another 2 yards. Maybe they're going to say 3. Going to bring up 3rd down and 5 as we move the ball into Greenbrier territory to the 48-yard line.
Big Eston Ford there putting up some big blocks there, the 6'3", 230-pound junior for the Bombers.
3rd down and 5 at the 48-yard line of Greenbrier. Cade's going to be in the shotgun. He's going to take the snap. He's going to be a quick pass out to Hubbard. Get him outside. That's a good way to get the ball to your playmakers. He's going to get tackled on a shoestring tackle. Looked like he was going to get 1st down yardage. They got him short. Going to bring up 4th down and 3. Decision time here for Mountain Home. What
They're
are
gonna
we
going to
do?
For it.
They are going to line up and go for it. 4th down and 3 at the 46-yard line.
Try to make him jump off sides.
Try to get a jump off sides here. Looks like we're going to drop back now and pooch punt it down. Try to pin Greenbrier back, and that's exactly what we do. Brantley's going to catch it. Carter Atkins going to catch it. Pooch Punt's going to take a Mountain Home roll down. Two Bombers were trying to fight for the ball, and the ball bounces off one of them and goes back for a touchback. Mistake there by the Bombers. We did touch it just short. The officials are looking. Did we touch the ball? Did we touch the ball and possess it before it got into the end zone?
Let's see. It looked like he had possession, and then –
Then another player came in and knocked it out.
Yeah,
let's see what happened.
It was Milburn and it was Jett. They kind of got to it at the same time.
They did, and they're going to say it's a touchback. Milburn did possess the ball.
Right, it looked like he had possession and
looking at the
there.
Replay, but that's not what the official saw. Man, that's another mistake by Mountain Home. You had two guys down there. Yeah. They were both hustling for the ball, but the officials are going to say it is a touchback.
Well, unfortunately, they don't have the benefit of this excellent replay that we got, so shout out and appreciate XL7 and Decon helping that all happen. So thanks, guys.
Mountain Home defense going to have to answer the bell here after our offense is unable to get another first down on 4th down and 3 after we punt the ball.
Nice game brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank. Friendly, Farmers and Merchants Bank, friendly, a bank, finally a bank in your corner. Go Bombers. I can't read tonight, Brad. I'm sorry, man.
It's so cold.
It's a little dark over here in the corner.
Kane Richardson's going to be at the quarterback again. He's going to bring his running back in motion. The motion guy's going the wrong way. He's trying to bring him back the other way.
Oh, how can he do that? They called timeout.
Greenbrier's going to call timeout. They didn't like to play. We're going to take it with them. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
College dreams come true at the University of Central Arkansas, especially now with the UCA commitment. This new program provides a debt-free pathway for tuition and fees for Arkansas students whose families earn $100,000 or less a year. And that impacts everything. It's fewer barriers and endless opportunities. Welcome to Bear Country. Learn more about the UCA commitment at uca.edu.
Richardson sends his man in motion as we're back from timeout. He's taking the snap. He's dropping back to pass. He has all day. He's going to run up front. He's going to run and try to run. They're going to say that he gets away from Dover in the tackle, and Dover's going to get a little extracurricular activity going on, but Richardson's going to scramble the ball. He's going to get 9 yards after it looked like we had him bottled up, but he's going to get to the 29-yard line.
Folks, if you're watching this on video, zoom in there. I counted 3 holding right there on that, and golly,
Dover gets held every play pretty much.
The jersey is stretched out. You can see it.
Richardson's able to run for 9 yards after it looked like we had him bottled up for a sack. Going to bring up 2nd down and 1 at the 29-yard line. Mountain Home in the 3 front. Richardson's going to send a man in motion. He's going to be looking to his right this time. It's going to be a quick pass as they get the big men out in front on a wide receiver screen. He's going to get yardage and pick up about, they're going to say 10 yards on there, get out to the 39-yard line. Well, they're going to say he was down a little bit before that to the 37-yard line. First down, Greenbrier, though.
Nice game brought to you by the Salvation Army. Shop the Salvation Army thrift store where you can make a real difference in the lives of your neighbors because all proceeds stay here in the community. The Salvation Army, where hope is needed most.
Right now, Greenbrier super methodical on the offensive side. They got empty set. No running back. Richardson back there. He's going to take the snap. He's dropping back. He's going to quick throw to the right, and boom! Jacob Chenoweth comes in and lays the whooping after a 5-yard catch as he stands over the receiver and lets him know about it a little bit.
Yeah, I think he's still fired up from that last
play.
Yeah,
that was on Morgeson, who beat him on that last play.
He's getting back on that one.
He is. 5-yard gain on the pass to the right from Richardson. Going to bring up 2nd down and 5 as Greenbrier is at the 42-yard line of Greenbrier. Greenbrier's going to take the snap. It's going to be a false start. All the line moved except for the center did not snap the ball. I tell you, Dover and this number 76, they're having at it down here.
They're getting at it. 76, that's Emery Bradley. Yeah, lost his helmet in the shuffle.
Lost his helmet.
Lost your bonnet.
It's going to be a false start on Greenbrier. They're going to lose the 5 yards that they initially picked up on that last play. Going to bring up 2nd down and 10 as they move back to the 37-yard line.
And they're going to make him come out, take a play off since his helmet popped off.
You can tell, ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching, you can feel it. There is tension. Both these two teams know what's on the line, and they're playing like it. So we got 4:20 left here in the first quarter. Greenbrier, Richardson, going to be in the shotgun. He's going to take the snap. He's going to hand the ball off to Hassan. Hassan is going to get tackled by Dover. Dover is going to hang on. It is going to be a 3-yard loss, they're going to call it. Great job there by Robert Dover. He was not able to make the tackle initially, but he's able to hold on to that jersey long enough.
For Ty Hanford to come over and finish him off.
Ty Hanford finished him off. That's going to move the ball back. That's going to be a 4-yard loss. Going to move the ball back to the, we'll call it the 33-yard line. Going to bring up 3rd down and 14.
Big third down here.
Dover, when he's having his way over there, let's see if number 76, he's not back in the game. Maybe they're trying to fix his helmet. Mountain Home crowd yelling defense here, trying to get the boys hype with 3:26 left in the first quarter. Richardson going to be in the shotgun. He's going to take the snap. He's going to look to pass. He's got all kinds of time. He's going deep. The ball's thrown up. The ball is up, and Barrett Miller with a great play as that ball hung in the air. They were looking for the other Miller, the win of the Millers, Miller versus Miller. Our Miller got the better of him right there. It's a great play by your sophomore defensive back.
That's because we got the killer Miller.
That's right. Great play to knock that pass incomplete. That was down at the 30-yard line. Ball kind of jumped up in the air. Going to bring up fourth down and 14 as Greenbrier set to punt on their second possession here.
Bombers walking guys up. Looks like they'll probably try to chase after this one, try to get it blocked.
Boy, that'd be a great turn of events right here. Mountain Home needs something good to happen. They do send them all, but they are able to get it off. Mountain Home then gets away from it. The ball is going to bound down into about the 30-yard line. It's going to check up like Tobias' sand wedge and going to be first down and 10 at the 29. That's where Mountain Home will take over their third possession. You hit a sand wedge like that, T?
Man. I can't hit a sand wedge to save my life.
Yeah.
Even though I spend more time in sand than David Hasselhoff. You think I'd be able to, but can't.
You did last week for sure, weren't you? Mountain Home going to start off this drive at the 29-yard line. First down and 10 as we're waiting on the officials to get set. One official was in the backfield, and he should have been in the defensive backfield. Now we're ready. Cade's going to be in the pistol formation. This is one we hadn't seen from Mountain Home with Hubbard behind him. He's going to turn around. He's going to hand the ball off to Hubbard. Greenbrier is going to get free, and they are going to bottle Hubbard up for a 1-2 yard loss. Going to bring up second down and 12 as they get him down at the 37-yard line, 27-yard line.
That's Jamie Fragoso, that defensive end.
He fired through there, wasn't he?
He
was able to get Hubbard on there. We were worried about running against this front. Cade's going to take the snap on second 12. He's got a man deep. He's going deep to Anthony Milburn. Milburn has some separation. The ball is caught. The ball is passed. Milburn is fighting his hands. He is fighting off the defender as he reaches down inside the 20, down to the 10-yard line. They're going to say he's finally brought down at the 11-yard line. Great passing catch. Cade Yates to Anthony Milburn. That's going to break your completions record. He's going to have over 300 for the career. That's probably also going to break some yardage records there from Cade. Mountain Home quickly going to take the snap. Hubbard's going to get around the left side. He's got a man blocking for him out front. He gets around the corner with Jet Hannaford out there blocking. He's going to pick up 3, maybe 4 yards. They're going to bring up second down and 6 as he gets inside the 10 to the 6-yard line.
You see the defense, they're going nuts down there. The defense for Greenbrier, that defensive end was trying to slide out. He trips. He falls down. And if he would have turned up right there, that would have been a big hole. But
yep.
Unfortunately, we went too far outside, and they just forced him out.
Second down and 6 as Mountain Home has the ball on the 7-yard line, looking to score to answer this 7-0 lead that Greenbrier has. Cade's going to take the snap. Hubbard's going to be up the middle. He's going to run the ball behind those offensive line. Stay patient. He's going to keep his feet driving. He's going to get down to the 3-yard line. Going to bring up third down and 3. Mountain Home can get a first down right here. They can get a first down before going into the goal line, so they don't have to get a touchdown. Mountain Home going to take the snap quick. Hubbard's going to come around left side. He's going to get drugged down. It is going to be short of the goal line. Greenbrier's jumping up and down like they thought it was fourth down, but it wasn't. He's going to get a – they're going to say no gain. Going to bring it fourth down and 3. What do you do here if you're the Bombers?
Man, I give it back to Hubbard. I mean – Put it on the backs of this offensive line there. I mean, you're too close to the goal line not to put it in here.
Mountain Home is indeed. Looks like we are going to go for it. We're going to huddle right here. We're going to jump on the ball quick, and here we go. Fourth down and 3 at the 3-yard line. Mountain Home takes a snap. It's going to be a direct snap to Hubbard. Hubbard is going to get around the corner. Touchdown, Bombers! 6-play, 71-yard drive, capped off by a 3-yard touchdown run on 4th and 2 from the 3. Mountain Home answers the call with a direct snap to Chris Hubbard. He gets around the left side. That was a great play designed by the Bombers. Coach Ackland had a great design drawn up there.
A little bit of trickery.
It was. They didn't know what was coming. Kelso set to kick the extra point. Snap is back. The hold is down. The kick is up. And the kick is good. Hot-O-Matic is there. Mountain Home ties this score 7-7 with 49 seconds left in the first quarter. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
Is it time to move to a smaller home? Be closer to town? Stop taking care of that big yard? Hi, I'm John Shaw with the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemek Realty. And this is my partner, Heather Hendricks.
We understand and we can help. You need to find a new home while you sell the one that's too big.
We've helped hundreds of our friends, and we can help you.
Contact us, the Ozarks team, at enjoytheozarks.com.
The Ozarks team, Century 21 Lemek Realty, 1024 Highway 62B East in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Simmons Bank, nominated by Forbes magazine as a top U.S. bank, takes great pride in investing in our friends and neighbors. For more than 100 years, we've worked to make our customers' dreams come true, earning trust with convenient and reliable financial tools, checking and savings accounts, home and consumer loans, small business loans, and low-rate credit cards. Wherever you are on your financial journey, we're there with you every step of the way. Simmons Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Subject to credit approval.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn.
Could have tattooed him there.
Yeah, if that ball's still bobbling and he hits him, he can knock that ball loose.
Fair ball, yeah, that's right.
Good job by the official by not getting flag happy there. Greenbrier's going to start this possession. First down. There. Now we're going to see the second quarterback from Greenbrier. Here's Kane Griffin, the 5'9", 175-pound senior that we've seen. And we actually got Kane Richardson. Looks like, no, that's Hassan in the backfield with him. Griffin going to be in the shotgun. He's going to take the snap. He's dropping back. He is throwing to his right, and he is overthrowing. That is something right there that a quarterback comes in. He is fired up. Dover is over here talking to the official. Him and looks like this time big number 72 are getting involved with each other. Dover's just getting tackled.
Yeah, he didn't like something there. He's telling the white hat.
Yeah, he's
just got to watch this.
He is just getting tackled back there. The incomplete pass going to bring up second down and 10 from the 30-yard line. Griffin going to be in the shotgun. Griffin going to take the snap. He's going to turn around. He's going to put in the belly of Son and pull it. Boom! From the backside. Look like Caden Del Soto comes with a linebacker blitz. Once Griffin pulled that ball from Hassan's belly, Caden Del Soto, your sophomore linebacker, fires in for the sack of loss of 5 yards. Going to bring up third down and 15.
That was a tattoo, man.
He came back. Him. That's where you see him from the backside right there. Del Soto's eyes had to light up as he was coming. Looked like me going into a dessert bar right there, baby. The eyes were big, man. They were ready to roll. It's third down and 15 at the 25 as Mountain Home fans are yelling defense, trying to get this defense fired up. Griffin going to be in shotgun, going to take the snap. He's going to drop back to pass. He's going to be flushed out to his right. He's going to throw off the run. It is going to be high and incomplete. Mountain Home defense does a great job here getting off the field as Greenbrier's punt team comes in. Fourth down and 15 from the 25-yard line.
He let that one sell. An interesting move there by Greenbrier, bringing in that quarterback. When you're having success with the guy that is second string, I don't understand that.
That is going to bring us to the end of the first quarter. Mountain Home and Greenbrier tied in this pivotal game to determine seeding in the 6A playoffs. You're listen to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.